This podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the U.S. and Europe. Today, you are listening to our AI in Action series, where leading minds in AI from across the world share their story, success, and advice. AI in Action cuts through the hype and explores the true impact of artificial intelligence in our world today.
You're listening to AI in Action. I'm your host, JP Valentine. Our guest today is Bill Lee. Bill is the CEO at Nightscope. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, JP. Greetings from Silicon Valley.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we're delighted to have you on. So Bill, obviously, very exciting stuff to talk about with Nightscope. But for the audience who's listening, can you give us a bit of a background of yourself and your journey in tech first, please?
Sure. By way of background, I'm a former automotive executive, spent a good amount of time in Detroit, which was a wonderful training ground for what we do at Nightscope. Company's 9 years old. We're at the intersection of numerous really important technologies. It's a combination of autonomous technology, robotics, AI, and electric vehicle. And it's been an interesting journey to build a company from scratch, you know, back when we started in 2013. And then most recently took the company public on NASDAQ in January of 22. And it's been a little bit of a roller coaster, but excited about the future, actually.
Yeah, very much. And congrats on going public. Obviously, a huge milestone for any organization. So you gave us a little hint of your background and the idea behind Nightscope would have been in the automotive world. But taking a step back, for anyone not familiar with Nightscope, who you are as a business, what's the mission of the organization, and then help us visualize the intersection of automotive, AI, and where all of this intersects at Nightscope.
Sure. We have a slightly ambitious goal to see if we can make the United States of America the safest country in the world. Our country has 1 million security guards and about 1 million law enforcement professionals. And unfortunately, for a bunch of reasons, we're securing the country with the technological equivalent of a number two pencil and a notepad, and which is very different and contrasted with the capabilities of our military. And what the idea is to basically have a bunch of autonomous security robots that provide the eyes, ears, and voice on the ground for the guards and officers to be in multiple locations at the same time. So these security robots allow an ability to, wherever you might see an officer or guard patrolling a facility, as an opportunity for Nightscope. So think of, it could be anything from a corporate campus to commercial real estate, an airport, a rail hub, could be simply a mall or a school. And this allows the machines to do the monotonous computational heavy work, which no human can do. And it allows then the humans, the officers and guards, to do the enforcement and decision-making. So our kind of theme is software plus hardware plus humans will give you the most profound impact. And now that we've operated across the country for well over 1 million hours, we've proven the technology to be effective in crime fighting. And now that we've got some additional resources, we're scaling up.
So this obviously sounds quite futuristic, but as you've touched on, this is already in effect. And the people, depending on where they're located across the US, will have seen Nightscope technology patrolling areas and enforcing the law in many senses. Can you walk us through what the journey has been like since its launch in 2013? Some of the milestones that you guys had achieved along the way, and just the reach across industries and companies to where you're at today.
Sure. It's been a windy road. We're kind of a bit of an outlier. We're based here in Silicon Valley. When we started the company in 2013, I was told the following: hey, Bill, you're out of your mind. This will never work. It's hardware and software. Too complicated. You should pick one. And physical security is not an investment thesis, and you need to go away. And like a bunch of good entrepreneurs, we ignored everyone and went and did what we said we were going to go do. We ended up raising, let's see, we got the first one out in the wild, let's say, for the Star Wars fans on for listening in. May the 4th of 2015 was the first time we ever put one in the wild, which was an interesting time. We didn't know if, quote unquote, society would allow us to do this or not. It went rather well, and we started slowly scaling up. This is a really, really complicated set of technologies that need to work 24/7, 365 with a client down your throat. There's a lot of integration and a lot of complexities, especially if we've gone now through 6 winters and 6 summers. And we, quote unquote, learned a lot, or bumped our head against the wall a lot. And so during that journey, we ended up raising over $100 million to build all the technology from scratch. We design the machines, we build them, we physically build them, we deploy them and support them. And just prior to the NASDAQ listing, we had raised that capital from over 35,000 investors. So we have a very strong cross-section of the country that's demanding that we reimagine public safety and do something about the level of risk, crime, and terrorism across the country. And just to put that in a context for your listeners, crime in the U.S. unfortunately has a $2 trillion negative economic impact on the country every single year. It's a hidden tax we all pay in blood, tears, and treasure, yet the country's over 200 years old and we're on our 46th president and no one seems to be able to fix the problem. So we're on a journey to see if we can make a massive dent in the problem, because I believe the founders of our country never expected us to build a society where going to work, going to school, or going to a movie theater literally came with the risk of being shot or killed. And that's just not acceptable.
Completely agree. And it's great to hear how technology can help to tackle this problem. So staying on this topic particularly, look, walk us through what it's like behind the scenes building this technology. You already touched on how complex how complex a challenge it is when you combine the advanced software with the evolution of hardware. But give us some insight into what it's like behind the scenes, how you combine both division and how you get to having all these robots out there and doing what they do.
Well, first you surround yourself and recruit a team that's just as relentless as the original management team that started the company that's still running it today. This next month is our 9th anniversary, and have the right people that are willing to stick with it is one of the key success factors to be successful at Knightscope. Fortunately, I've had teammates now with us 3, 4, 5, 8, 9 years, and that's certainly a key ingredient. Maybe as you asked a little bit behind the scenes, so you want to think of maybe two different facets of this. One is the self-driving technology. So similar to a self-driving vehicle, you've got LiDAR, sonar, inertial measurement or accelerometers, and wheel encoders, and a bunch of crazy software to allow you to patrol autonomously, meaning it's not remote control, and do that 24/7 in the rain, at night, completely hands off. So that is in of itself rather difficult. Then you've got to communicate all that information. So this machines generate over 90 terabytes of data a year that no human's going to be able to process. So you need to put that in some sort of user interface. So we got a whole back end and front end infrastructure that our clients utilize. And it's, again, I guess similar to my automotive upbringing, it's really complicated. You've got software, firmware, hardware, you've got all the electrical, and you've got to have it all integrated and work consistently. And to get all those systems to operate is a little bit of a feat. We've got it working, and now it's to do the blocking and tackling and continue to iterate and improve upon the technology.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
Bill, the recent announcement of you guys going public brings a lot of attention to Knightscope. And with that, it kicks on the next phase of your growth as a business. When you look ahead for the future of the technology, taking into account what you guys have been able to accomplish over the past few years, what are you most excited about for the future of the business?
I think the thing that excites me the most is the crime fighting wins. I think most folks would know that an officer guard, most of the time, or 95 or 98% of the time, they're kind of waiting around for something to happen. It's not some TV, crime show or some Hollywood blockbuster show where there's incidents happening all the time for a particular officer or guard. And I just find it fascinating that we're just getting started. And if you go to knightscope.com/crime, you see a long list of crime fighting wins. Like, we helped a law enforcement agency issue an arrest warrant for a sexual predator. We helped another law enforcement agency apprehend an armed gunman. We helped in a domestic abuse case. And you start looking at that, it's like, wow, our little dream came true. Like, the technology actually had a positive impact on society in its very early days. And if you pause reality for the crazy founder for 30 seconds, let's just imagine we were able to make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Like, what happens to insurance rates? You know, what happens to the viability of someone's local business? What about pretty values or municipality's budget? Like, it literally changed everything for everyone. And now that we've proven that it works, to me, the exciting part is like continuing to grow and show that, I guess, similar to, I don't know, maybe a smoke detector. If you were a commercial real estate property developer, like, you wouldn't be allowed to build a building without a smoke detector. And it's pretty obvious today that you need to do that and you're required to do that. At some point in time, there's a tipping point where, oh, these robots actually can help our society and help our officers and guards to keep them out of harm's way. And we can better secure a school and a church and our own asset. There's going to be a point where it's obvious you have to have an autonomous security robot. And we hope that the brand that people would pick would be Knightscope.
Obviously, we can see the value of having this anywhere there's a physical security guard right now. We can imagine in the future a Knightscope robot being there doing the job. Can you give us some insight into the business model behind it, how it all works, how you guys engage with your enterprise customer and what the revenue model is from this?
Sure. Overall, Knightscope has a recurring revenue business model for a recurring societal problem, meaning crime. It's not like everyone's going to wake up tomorrow morning and start behaving and the market for crime is going to collapse all of a sudden. And so we actually offer the technology in a machine as a service model. It's a all-inclusive subscription service that includes the hardware, the software, the electrical, the telecommunications, the data storage, the decals, the deployment, the training, everything's all included. And perhaps it might be helpful to share that in the U.S., it's plus or minus an off-duty law enforcement officer armed with the weapon is typically on the order of, let's say, $85 an hour. An unarmed security guard, depending on what you want him or her to do, is, I don't know, $15 to $35 an hour unarmed. So our technology goes out on an annual contract running 24/7, but the effective price is somewhere between, let's say, $3 to $9 an hour. And that gets really attractive for those strapped with the budget and have exposure that they need to cover, or security teams that really would like to provide some advanced tools for their security professionals to do their job much, much more effectively. And what we didn't want to do is build this profound technology that can be very helpful for society and then price it in a way that it would be unattainable. So now that we've proven that it works, it's a subscription service, so clients don't need to worry about setting up the robot maintenance service division. We take care of all of that. I think that makes it that much more, the potential that much more impactful.
Bill, that's quite surprising in a positive way to hear just how affordable this technology could be. I'm sure that's not the first time you've heard it. But when you think about potential use cases for companies, are you targeting college campuses, shopping malls? Where are we going to see Knightscope technologies already deployed?
I guess there's two answers for you. One is short term, where we focus on typically what vertical. So we've got a lot of traction with hospitals, residential, malls, commercial real estate, manufacturing plants, logistics facility, airport, and lots of casinos. But if you're serious about the long-term mission, you quote unquote need to be everywhere. Criminals and terrorists aren't sitting around, oh, that's really cute that they're really focused on hospitals, like maybe I won't hang out there. If you really want to make a big impact and make a dent in the problem, you're going to have, in my view, numerous form factors to be basically indoors and outdoors in every nook and cranny across society for us to be able to do really highly effective job here. And that's what we're going to be focused on. I've got maybe 3 decades worth of workload in my head as to what needs to get done. And part of it is having a wide portfolio of different types of machines, let's say extra small, small, medium, large, and extra large to cover every facet of society to be able to, as I like to say, really focus on the long-term aspects and opportunities for Knightscope and for all those folks on Wall Street to literally short the criminals, to literally place a bet against the criminals and terrorists.
What a great way to put it. Bill, final question from me then. You touched on it earlier, talking about the importance of having a great team and how you've had a lot of people are with you many years now. Given the position of the business, and as you said, the 30 years plus of work in your head, I would imagine you guys are going to continue to grow over the next few years. Speaking to an audience of AI enthusiasts, whether it be data scientists or data engineers, can you give us some insight into what opportunities there are going to be for people passionate about this space to come and join Knightscope?
you know, my theme is life is short, do what you love and make a big impact. And here's an opportunity to literally touch every facet of society in a positive way. And we hope that people will join us and be a force for good. If you go to nightscope.com/careers, there's a whole list of folks that we're recruiting, from machine learning folks to roboticists to operations folks and marketing and sales and the like. And this is one of the very single unique opportunities to do something positive for a community and our country. I think the folks that do really well at Nightscope resonate with the mission. Like, they literally think we can make a big impact, and now they need to heads down and put themselves and the team to work. We typically hire humble, really smart, driven folks that are relentless and gonna give up because it got too hard all of a sudden. And, you know, that's a unique cross section of technologists. Not everyone's like that, but you're at the forefront, you're at the bleeding cutting edge of actual application of AI and self-driving autonomous technology in the real world with real clients 24/7. Last time I looked, I think there's 200 companies working on autonomous something or other. I think the collective revenue of all the companies are probably nearing zero. No one shipped anything. $80, $100 billion goes into a sector and nothing comes out. It takes one to how difficult it is. But I believe Nightscope's the only company I know of that's operating 24/7, fully autonomous across an entire nation with real clients generating real revenue. And I think that gets a lot of technologists excited because they can see that this is not a science fair project, not an R&D project, not we're in beta for 10 years or the like. It's an actual application. And typically, if it can't ship in 3, 6, 9, 12 months, we're probably not working on it. We have clients and they have needs, and we're, you know, shipping product and new technologies and upgrades on a weekly or monthly basis. So if you think you got what it takes, please go visit nightscope.com and learn a little bit more. And we're happy to see you on the other side.
Bill, thank you so much for coming on today and talking to us about Nightscope. An incredible product with an amazing mission and giving us some insight into the impact that technology can have for good. Great to have you on, and we wish you and the team and everyone at Nightscope the best of luck in the years ahead. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And don't forget, long Nightscope and short the criminals.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Oldest Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.oldest.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.